Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1. Beloved in the Lord, some of my favorite TV commercials are those Geico commercials. Those commercials tell me things that I didn't know before. For not only can I save 15% on my car insurance, but I have also learned that owls are not that wise. Who? Owls. Who? Owls. Not that wise. I've also learned that Pinocchio is a bad motivational speaker. Old MacDonald is really a bad speller. And words really do hurt. And that last one gets me every time. The cowboys riding off into the sunset, and across the screen reads the end as the cowboy literally rides into the letter E and is knocked off his horse. Words really can't hurt you. But unlike all the other factoids Geico shares with us in their commercials, everyone really does already know that. Words really can't hurt you. We've heard them. We've said them. Well, words have power. And all too often that power is used wrongly. I hate you, screams the teenager to her parents. I wish you were never born, replies the parent. I don't love you anymore, says the man to his wife. Or I found someone else, says the wife to her husband. Words have power. And that power can be, has been, used without malice. You have cancer. Your daughter was in a car accident. Your son was injured in battle. These are words no person wants to hear, but in our fallen world, too many hear about every day. Words really can hurt you. Words like these, whether born of hatred or brokenness, strike the heart with the reality of our world and our life. And these words pierce through to our soul. And as so, we are led to search for a revelation from our God, a word, a sign, an intervention, anything that can help us understand what's going on, anything that can help us through, help us move on. And so, beloved, today God gives us the word. The word of the cross. The word of the cross is foolishness. Those who are perishing. The word of the cross is folly, silly, even stupid to those who don't believe. After all, what good can a word about a Jewish man dying on a tree do for me today? How can words like these save my marriage or bring my dad home? How can words so old heal my heart? And it's not just how can words in general do any good, but more importantly, beloved, it's how can these words do me any good? These words don't make sense. These words talk about suffering and death and resurrection. Who ever heard of such a thing? No one comes back from the dead. Dead means dead. Nothing can change that. Thinking ourselves wise, we foolishly think that we don't need these words. What we need is actions. Actions speak louder than words. Because actions got us into this mess, we think actions should be able to get us out of it. So in our wisdom, we think actions are more powerful than words. We suppose that actions get things done. Actions do things, change things, exert power. We see that in our everyday lives. We feel it for better or for worse. In our wisdom, we think God should do the same. Act the same. And so we often hear deeds, not creeds. We apply the world's wisdom to our spirituality. If our actions caused this mess, which, you know, we have to admit they did, sin came into the world through one man, and through one man all sin, and therefore all die. Yeah, our actions in Adam then and in us today did it. We feel it. We hear about it. So if our actions did it, and if our actions are doing it, then what God really wants for us is to change our actions. Stop doing it. Start making it better. That makes sense, doesn't it? Stop sinning and be nice. Just be nice to each other. But in our wisdom, we have become fools. We have become fools because we think ourselves too big, and that our actions can make things better. And we think God is too small, that he should use words to change the world, to change us. We think that if he doesn't do great and mighty and magnificent and magnanimous and awesome deeds for us to see and to feel in the depths of our heart, then he really isn't doing anything special at all. He really isn't doing anything worth our attention. He really isn't doing anything good for us. That's why so many stumble and chase after the wrong sorts of spiritualities. So many want to see with their eyes and feel with the depths of their heart rather than hear and believe. To them, seeing is believing and hearing is boring. Beloved, the Lord does not call you to see and feel. Mm-hmm. He calls you to listen. The word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jews seek after signs and wonders. They want to see why they should believe in Jesus. Greeks seek after wisdom because they want everything to make sense. And sometimes, beloved, you have to be honest with yourselves. You want signs. Sometimes you want to make sense of things that God hasn't revealed to you. Sometimes you want to see. Sometimes you want to understand. Sometimes you just want to feel. But God gives us the word of the cross. Through preaching, God changes things. Preaching the word of the cross changes things, changes people, changes you, if you believe it. This word of the cross is the word made flesh for you. This word of the cross is the word who dwelt among us. He came to his own, but his own preferred signs and wonders and wisdom. He came into the world, but the world wanted to be bigger than him. And so his own rejected him, and the Gentiles crucified him. The word of the cross, beloved, is God crucified for you. This fleshly word, this crucified word, this word who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, is God's word for you today, and tomorrow, and forevermore. For this word made flesh offered himself for your actions, your hatreds, your hurts, your sins, and your death. This word is a mighty word, so mighty that even in weakness, even in death, he forgives you. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's not a mighty deed which the Lord gives for us to see and to experience or to feel, so that we have it as our own, in order to make it real or relevant for us. No, beloved, the Lord gives us his word. The word made flesh. The word crucified. The word dead and buried. The word resurrected on the third day. Through the preaching of this word to the nations, God pours his heart into the ears of all the peoples. And through this word this morning, God is pouring his heart into your ears. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds ridiculous. It doesn't make sense that God would do such a thing, suffer the way Jesus did, and then rise on the third day. It doesn't make sense that words like these have actual power to save, power to forgive, power to renew and resurrect and redeem and restore. But this is exactly the word that God has given us. Through this word, the wisdom of the world is completely undone. Through this word, the mouths of debaters are stopped up. Through this word of the cross, the one who would accuse you of your sins is forever silenced, and his dominion is conquered. Without the word of the cross, Christianity ceases to exist. No matter how pious the actions of her members, without the word of the cross, there is no faith. Faith in Christ is born out of the preaching of the word of the cross. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the message of Christ. And as Paul says, we preach Christ crucified. Forgiveness of sins is not earned. Faith does not come from doing. Salvation is not a work for us to accomplish. And so the word of the cross is not only central, but foundational for anyone who would be called Christian. The word of the cross is not only central, but foundational for you. God wants all men, women, and children to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth as revealed in his word. God wants you and your families to be saved through the power of his word. How do I know this? Hear about it in God's word. How do I know God means me? The word of the cross is actually preached to me. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm part of this world. You're part of this world. Therefore, God means me and God means you. There is no one left out. No one God doesn't want to save. No one God can't save. In hearing the word of the cross, I am hearing God himself tell me of his great love for me and all people. In hearing the word of the cross, I am hearing of the great length to which God, my Savior, went to win my salvation. I'm hearing what was necessary for God to forgive me all my sins and to defeat my death and assure me of the resurrection of my body on the last day. In the word of the cross, I'm hearing God's heart for me. I'm hearing powerful words, words that do things for me, words that do things to me, words that are holy, that change things, holy words that change me. Beloved in the Lord, we already know that words really can hurt. We don't have to ride off into the sunset only to hit our heads in the end. Words really do have power. The word of the cross has power. And this power is not manifested in hate. It is the manifestation of God's love for you and for me and for the world. His word really does holy things for you and to you. And his word is here for you this morning. Through the word of the cross, those hurtful words that we felt and spoken are forgiven. Through the word, the Lord God is able to share himself with you, wash you of your sins in the waters of your baptism, comfort you in your hurts as you receive his body and his blood, strengthen you in your trials as you're encouraged with the word that is preached. He gives you hope. Hope when the brokenness of this world imposes on you. Through the word of the cross, the love of God is proclaimed. Therefore, beloved, lift high the cross. Take this word to heart. Believe it for yourself and allow the love of God to ring out in your life through your actions. Hear the word, receive the word, believe the word, and then speak the word to the nations. For the word of the cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God for you and for all people. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.